Right as I was about to upload this episode, I got a call, and I need to announce that I've added a show in Houston this weekend at the Houston Improv. I added a show Sunday at 5:30 p.m. So if you didn't get tickets to the earlier shows Friday or Saturday, you can now get tickets to the Sunday 5:30 p.m. show, the matinee, if you will. I think later in the episode, I did dates, but I forgot to mention Eugene, Oregon is May 12th. I added another show in Portland. I'm coming back May 13th. The first show sold out, so there is a second show in Portland on the 13th. I think I got the rest of them. I may have left off Hampton Beach. I'm doing that, and I added another show, I think, coming Delaware. Just go to TomSegura.com this Friday. Everything should be on sale in by Friday. And, of course, Australia, I'm coming in August. Get your tickets. All right, here it is.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Next stop, Brown Talk. You've been warned. Next stop, Brown Talk.
I had to go.
Next stop, Brown Talk.
I had to go.
Next stop, Brown Talk. Next stop, Brown Talk.
I had to go.
Oh my God, you guys are so disgusting.
Hey buddy, how you doing? At the Orlando airport. Hey buddy, how you doing? Every stall is full. Hey buddy, how you doing? At the Orlando airport. Hey buddy, how you doing? Always use the handicap stall. In between a slider and a floppy jump.
Oh my God, you guys are so disgusting.
Next stop, Brown Talk.
It's on his nose.
Dick stop. Brown cock.
Four.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Hey buddy, how you doing?
It's on his nose.
Hey buddy, how you doing?
Four.
This is something we do 800 to 1,000 times a year, right?
Right. All right. That was Gaping Dad.
I'm really impressed with his work lately.
He's really, really sent in some hits, and we got a bunch of other songs. Maybe we can go through some of them.
I forgot later. That funny clip of, hey, what you doing, homie?
Yeah.
I'm taking a shit.
Taking a shit, homie.
And every time I hear Jane do that, oh my God, you guys are just so disgusting.
I know.
It makes me smile every time.
Yeah, it's so her.
Oh my God, you guys are so disgusting.
She's really, really... That's really authentic.
Yeah, she really hates it.
What an appropriate song for today's episode, too, because we're both, we're in it, man.
No. Not both of us. I've just had normal bowel movements today. You're the one that we need to really go back and do an autopsy and figure out what's going on here.
It's not good.
Well, let's go through it.
Okay, well, let's...
We had a lot of ground.
Oh, my God, you guys are so disgusting.
Yeah.
That's genuine contempt.
Yeah, she's
can't,
not happy.
Can't fake that.
Oh my God, seriously?
oh my God, seriously?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Well, why don't we do our proper show open?
Yeah.
And we can get into all of it.
What you doing, homie?
What you doing, homie? I'm taking a shit, homie. Let's do this.
There we go. That'll be helping me with this reading. They're nice and sheer. they're ready. Let's see here. They're ready to be read. Here we go. Well, maybe I just turn up the... Oh, there we go. Okay, now we can get a reading out of this.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
There's so much to cover today.
You nasty.
You're so nasty as hell. So nasty.
This is the worst one. I would say of all the things we've had on this show, the vegan vagina guy, dudes barfing, like that for some reason just really skeeved me out.
You think that's the worst of all?
Doesn't feel good to me to watch that.
Why not?
It is nasty as hell. Holding up a pair of nasty drawers. You really like that one.
I do.
That's the one you chose for the opener, huh?
Yes.
Of all the clips submitted to us, of all the potential dad boner things or hey mommy, thanks Gene, that's what you chose.
That's the one that I thought would upset you the most.
Yeah, mission accomplished. Nasty as hell.
It's so nasty.
Is she reading... vaginal discharge or discharge?
No, she can tell the future by her panties.
Oh, her panties.
Yeah.
So that's her discharge.
That's hers. And she's
damn,
like,
that is nasty as hell.
And yeah, it's nasty.
Nasty ass dick cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Girl, why you gotta be so nasty? That is gross, dude.
It's really gross.
Damn it. Why'd you have to bring that into my life? Pup play was nasty as hell.
Some of y'all is nasty as hell.
This is just... This might be the pinnacle.
So just to give you a little setup here, this lady. Well, why don't I let her?
The
set
first
it up.
5 minutes of the show has been horrendous. It's all been shit talk, and now panty talk.
Panty reading though.
Yeah,
she can read
like a psychic.
That woman, if you know, it was hard to tell. She can she can hold up her own panties and like a psychic,
right,
tell what's going to happen by what she's discharging onto them.
Oh, okay.
Hi, it's Amber from LaceInYourFace.com and UsePantySellingAdvice.com. And I'm going to do something on
selling
camera
advice
that I usually don't do. I usually just sort of have it be private time before things are sent off to their new loving home. That being dirty gusset reading.
Those shades are serious, too.
Well, she's stoned as hell. You can tell her. She got cotton mouth pretty bad.
Yeah.
She's whacked.
And she's got the really big, thick, you know, the sunglasses. They're like fucking, what are they called? Like blue blockers, basically.
Where blue blockers let you see everything crisper and clear.
Right,
the
right.
colors
but
are
there's
tighter.
No, there's no light penetrating.
No, those are black Jackie Onassis. Yeah. What can I fucking say, dude? Anyway, go ahead. I forget. I'll remember.
Have this long on. It's a sheer aquamarine CK thong, and it's a part of that resurrected collection that I mentioned a few weeks back that was sent back to me for reamberfication.
That is nasty as hell.
So somebody
I understand.
Bought her panties.
I got it.
Yeah,
in like the 90s, and then they're like, could you nasty these?
Yeah, isn't it nuts too that somebody makes their living doing this?
I think it's the most ingenious thing I've ever seen.
How'd that start playing? Aquamarine.
I mean, if you're a woman with little education or means to create a living for yourself, that's probably the best way to do it.
Why you got to be so gender specific? Why can't a guy do it?
I'm sure there are dudes that are like, I love a guy's filthy,
of course there are,
butt stained,
of course,
ass smears.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
don't cut us out.
I'm not cutting you out of the picture. I'm just saying that vaginal discharge is that's our
thing. But
proprietary
I'm saying,
is what I'm saying.
Of course, if you're talking about vaginal, but I'm saying you know,
you can't compete with vaginal juices, is what I'm saying.
Right, but we got all the dick juice. You can all that stuff.
Do you guys? Does it come out throughout the day though? Does it change with your cycles?
Probably not like that, but I mean, you can get, you know, you can get a little pre-cum on those panties.
That's an interesting point too. And you can also get a little yellow because my stepfather, I remember my mother would wash his boxers and she would point out that there was yellow and brown.
Oh yeah. Brown
on
for
the
sure.
Stains.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's,
you can yellow for sure. You can get some.
Do
yellow
you
drops.
Yellow on yours?
I normally wear, I'm sure, I normally have on black or gray boxers.
Right, so we don't know. I'm going to switch you to white boxers.
White only across
and I'm
going to
start evaluating what
might
you're creating.
I might not want to do that.
I kind of want to. Let's send it to Amber. She can amberfication it.
There we go. That'll be helping me with this little reading. They're nice and sheer.
Smelled it and was like,
"Woo!" You ready? Let's see here.
Bitch.
Here we go. Maybe I just turn up the.
You better get your life.
Okay, now we can get a reading out of this.
God, damn.
Well, first of all, I mean, look, I'm not a doctor, but if you're what's coming out of you, coming out of your front is brownish in tint.
Yeah,
you got an infection.
Yeah,
that's not normal, that coloring.
You sure now, about that?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it shouldn't be brown.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's period stuff, but
could be.
Man, I got a bad bite.
Could be a bad bite.
She got burnt.
She got burnt by gonorrhea.
I mean, if it's not a period thing, I'd be very concerned. But
could
I don't
be.
Know. Maybe Amber is menstruating. I don't know. And we're gonna find out.
God.
So there's a little bit of an overlapping right there of two different colors, kind of a melding. And what that suggests is that I'm going to get a massage today, and then I'm going to be giving somebody else a massage. So like a little bit of an exchange going on.
The two overlapping colors tell her that there's a massage in her future. That's what she's saying.
Well, that's really not fair because she knows what she's going to be doing today. It's
how
really
much of
not,
a prediction is that?
You can't do a psychic reading on yourself.
And then I'm touching this, and I'm going to have a doctor's appointment at 4.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know what you're doing today. So if she could read my panties and be accurate, then I'd really be surprised.
Let's see if she goes any further.
And then up, or it's actually down, because I have these upside down, fading onto the back portion of the thong right there.
God, this is amazing.
is a color which indicates that I will be fed well today. Yay! Somebody's going to cook for me.
Now, is that planned? Or does she, right. is she really reading the future?
Well, that's what's problematic about this clip, Tom, is I feel like we don't know if this is really accurate, and we don't know if this is truly a psychic thing.
I wonder if she's going to wash that hand after this.
It's her own.
So?
It's fine.
That's usually
like you wash your hands after you touch your own.
Of course.
You never do.
Please.
You never wash your hands. I've seldom seen you. And what you call hand washing is piss poor.
I Why? Mean,
oh, I've seen you. You and cold water, first of all, everybody knows you have to use hot water, hot as possible, and steaming. You do use cold water. You flip it on, and then this is the stream. You just flick the tips of your fingers under it like this, and then you do like half a pump of soap, and then you kind of swizzle it in your fingertips.
That's like a pee wash.
Right.
But if it's a brown wash, it's different.
Walk me through it. Go ahead.
Brown, I go hot water, two hands. You know,
how long?
Thorough. I don't know, man. At least 5 seconds.
You're supposed
seconds.
To scrub the backs of your hands as well for
I'm not
a
going
thorough.
Into surgery. I'm just going to wash my hand.
You want to get another cold?
No.
You want to get a flu?
No.
You got to wash the back of your fucking hands.
All right. Maybe I will.
Now, let's see here. Oh, back up to the top right there.
Damn, dude. I thought we were done.
An interesting little amberification going almost on to the sheer part of the panty right there. And what that suggests is that I am going to take the most divine bath in the most divine outdoor tub.
Wow, this chick's got a great life, I have
yeah,
to say.
It is a pretty good deal.
She's got a massage lined up. She's got someone's going to cook dinner for her, and she's going to be in the
bathtub,
hot tub.
Yeah.
So,
you think she's mentally ill?
No, I think she's mentally stoned.
Just high.
High. High, and she thought that would be funny, and then,
yeah.
you know, when you get stoned, you think something's going to be funny,
yeah.
and then you try it later, and you're yeah. like, it's not funny, dude. It was a high thought. Could have been
That's
a pot
true.
Thought, you know?
Yeah.
But, hey, for effort, you know, you got to put it out there.
You got to try, yeah. Well.
Amberfication.
Amberfication.
Funny. That's like a Braxton word.
There's a lot going on. Yesterday, some of you might know, was my Smurf Day.
Okay. And Easter.
Happy birthday to G.
And
what? Don't make yourself equal with the G.
Why?
Because G is G and T is T.
Happy birthday to G.
To T.
G
and T.
Happy birthday to T.
He's such a fucking
yeah.
shit dick. So we had a nice little party at the house. We barbecued. We had cousin Bri over and,
yeah.
you know, cousin Yannette and my dad and babies and doggies. And
it was fun. I got
to listen to you yawn as you talk about how much fun we had.
I'm just tired. I'm always tired.
I know. Me too.
It was a fun time. The weekend I had a blast. I was in San Jose. Meat Rattle in Portland, Oregon.
Three, and I approve of one of those cities. Why?
Why?
In California.
Oh, right.
It's still
right.
not L.A., but at right. least it's at in the least right state.
Right. Of course, the super elitist that you are.
But I do enjoy Seattle and Portland. Yeah. Meat Rattle and Portland. Those are fantastic cities.
Yeah, I had a great time. The shows were a lot of fun. And actually, for two of the cities, Meat Rattle and Portland, my cousin Bri joined me.
That's adorable.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Bri and I, you know, we grew up together. We were next door neighbors for the first 9 years of our lives. And now we both live in L.A. We both have babies.
Around the same age, too, our
around
children,
the same age, yeah.
Which is cool.
So it was fun just to hang out. And, you know, we had meals and just he just hung out backstage and, you know. Just,
enjoyed the life, the yeah. showbiz life.
Showbiz, baby. Yeah.
So you came home. And then, so we had our barbecue, and now today I made spaghetti squash, like I got it from Whole Farts.
Yeah.
And I put some sausage in there. I mean, my sinuses are all fucked up. This morning, I've been blowing boogers that are like neon yellow.
I was terrified,
with me.
By the way. Monday, we did this show Monday last week.
Yeah.
And we were both really sick.
Yeah.
I was super legit scared that I was going to have the upcoming weekend because of how I felt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like thinking, I mean, there's no way I can do this.
It was a life wrecker, that
yeah.
cold.
My God, there's no way I can do six shows in three cities like this.
No.
And I got some meds, And thank God I got through. It was, you know.
Now, did you take antibiotics last week?
I did.
See, that's why. Oh, well, that's why you're not. Because it's day 11 and I'm still sick. I'm still congested. My snot has changed color. It's a bright yellow.
Yeah, you don't. You're not as, you know.
I'm fucked. I got to go to the doctor and get those antibiotics, man. Yeah. I think this is evil, what's inside of me. Now, our kid's fine, though.
Yeah, he's better.
So,
it's just you.
Oh, God, you and I have AIDS.
No, I'm fine. You.
Yeah, I gotta go get it.
Yeah, you have
tomorrow.
AIDS.
I'm gonna go. So then I made spaghetti squash, and I don't feel like eating anything.
I gotta tell you, this has been like a week long for me, where like farts and dumps have just been bad and sour.
Well, you've been in three different cities in the last weekend, so always take into account different bacteria of the different cities
and meds. And I've had meds in me.
Yeah.
And when I picked up these meds from the pharmacy, the lady was like, have you taken this before? And I go, yeah. And then,
what did you take?
It was an antibiotic.
Just like penicillin?
Not penicillin.
Like a variant one. Of it?
Yeah.
Like amoxicillin?
I have to look up what it was. But she goes, you taken this before? And I go, yeah. And then I paid. And as I walk away, she goes, you could get diarrhea. And I go, thank you. And I didn't get diarrhea from it. But the next day I started to have like just like rotten farts.
Smelly.
Yeah. And nothing feels good to eat when you're sick.
I know. I haven't eaten well in the last 10 days. I don't want to eat anything except melted cheese and crackers.
Yeah. Like, I just couldn't find the thing I was looking for. It's like, yeah. It was just terrible. You know, I just couldn't really figure it out. And then when we got to Portland, I was going to go to that, what's it called? Some, I think, has like a Vietnamese name. It's across the street kind of from the Salt Shake place. It's really popular.
Oh, I've been there. Been there. And you get like your thing of rice, your meat, and your veggies. Is that the place?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Well,
I threw
it's
my
like
name
a,
in.
It's like a hole in the wall.
Sort of.
Anyway, maybe I'm thinking of something.
Anyways, we put our name in, and then they're like, it's like 45 minutes. And I was like, no way am I waiting 45 minutes. Get your entire fucking life together.
Yeah.
So we walk down the street, and there's like food truck, like park, basically.
Yeah, I love that area.
And it's beautiful day outside. And
it's near the university, right?
Don't know
in
that
Portland,
either.
Yeah,
I'm not sure because, but there's probably like 12 trucks in a circle. And then like a central area you can hang out afterwards. We're walking through it trying to figure out what we're going to eat. And then Bri points out to me that there's a burger place and they said you can put your burger on a field of greens. Mm. So I'm like, perfect, right? I get some meat, get some fat, and get some veggies with it, like which is how I like to eat.
Right.
So I go, I get it. It was okay, if I'm going to be honest. It was just okay.
Now, is this one of those places where everybody's like, you got to eat there?
No, well, I wouldn't know because I'm just saying that like we were going to go to the really popular place.
Right.
And it was so packed that we walked down the street to this food truck, little park.
Got you.
And then anyways, the whole fucking park is packed. People are all over the place there. But I eat that thing, and within 30 minutes, I'm like, oh, man, that didn't settle well. Part of that, I think, is I didn't have bread, so I don't have anything absorbing any of the...
And when you're sick, it's kind of like, fuck the diet. Just eat whatever you can.
Yeah, that is sort of the best philosophy for that. Anyways, I eat it. I have, like, really rotten farts and dumps.
So when did the rotten farts begin?
I would say...
This is the autopsy.
I mean, they all kind of were kicking, you know, throughout the week. But that burger was on Saturday.
And that's the first time your farts
like,
were really bad.
Not just farts. I mean, I just shot Yoo-Hoo out of my ass, you know. And
oh, so this problem started back on Saturday.
Yeah.
So we're talking, okay. So your guts have been...
Yeah, they were just wrecked. So then...
Sure.
After that, let me see, we're at the hotel. I'm trying to remember what we ate next. And then we went to the show. I'm not remembering if eating something. I took one of my little pouches, little like keto food pouch. It's like 200 calorie thing. I ate just to have something in me a little bit after that. And then I was drinking tea all week. You know what's great about tea, by the way? Every time I get sick, I drink 40 cups of tea and I enjoy it. And as soon as I get better, I abandon tea.
Yeah. Well, tea is good because it's comforting when you have a cold.
I know what I'm saying. I like it so much. I'm like, it's like I always... I'm
Right, but when I'm healthy, I don't like a hot beverage necessarily, like a tea.
Yeah, I like coffee, though.
I like how coffee makes me feel. I don't like coffee.
You don't like the coffee? Okay.
It's like beer. You know, I drink it to get fucked up. I'm not drinking it for the taste.
So, wait
a minute. And then, okay, so I got you a juice from Whole Foods.
Well, let's go back to yesterday.
We had Brussels sprouts. I made you collie wobbles, your favorite.
I also had a lot yesterday.
Right.
On my birthday, I had some meat, some collie wobble, some chicken. And then
corn from Whole Foods.
Yeah, the corn, little corn salad, cupcake. Cupcake.
Cake.
A little piece of that. That was a lot of sugar. A
lot of sugar.
That I'm not used to
now,
consuming.
Yana.
Yeah.
Allow me to present to the court my possible findings here.
Okay.
I went to Whole Foods this morning and I brought you back a juice.
Yes. So let's go to this morning. This morning I had a spinach and egg
but that
scramble.
wouldn't do it.
I'm going through all of it.
Right.
I'm having a spinach and egg scramble, which is normal for me. I have it all the time and it does nothing to me.
Right.
That is all I've had until you bring me the juice from Whole Farts.
Thank you.
I drink that. I don't drink all of it. I drink about, let's say, close to half of it. And then you made a, what is that?
Spaghetti squash. With spaghetti. And I got some Whole Farts.
But not real
snossage.
Spaghetti.
Right. It's zucchini. It's squash.
Right.
In noodle form.
In noodle form. Some Whole Fart sausage. Dude, as soon as I took the last bite of that, my insides went. And then I ran to the bathroom, shit everything out.
Good for you.
And then 10 minutes later, my stomach's going.
Yeah.
Just rumbling, man. Terrible.
I'm jealous because I'm backed up a little bit. I even went to Korean food on Saturday hoping to loosen things up for me, but to no avail. I took one shit after that spaghetti squash, but it was a normal one. So,
oof.
You know what I think it is for you?
What?
I think it's the juice from Whole Foods, eh?
But here's my argument against that. I have that juice sometimes and I'm okay.
Yeah, but you're not listening. So it's the juice and your vegetable intake, which I know you historically, you can't really handle vegetables. Your body like freaks out. I think it might be the spaghetti squash in conjunction with the collie wobbles from last night. And
in conjunction
and
the juice all
the
together.
The Jews.
The Jews did it. Jews.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
Sniff the different parts of your underwear.
Ugh, could be the sugar, but I don't know.
Yeah, but that's where I'm at. So right now, what do I do moving forward for the rest of the day?
You have to eat carb. You know, when you're diarrheaing, you have to have like a pasta or something or crackers. You got to.
Yeah.
Fuck the diet. You know, I had an epiphany though. By the way,
what's that?
When I had Korean food on Saturday, and I order their spicy sundobu. It's like a tofu soup.
Yeah.
And I get it red. Like, I like it very spicy. Now, are you farting? What are you doing?
No, I'm just sitting up.
Now, I had this epiphany because I was eating it and I was thinking to myself, gosh, in my early 20s, that's when I started eating this stuff. I used to get diarrhea every time that I would eat this soup. Like, an hour later, I'd be bent over on the toilet in pain. But now I can eat it, and it doesn't even, like, faze me.
You built up a tolerance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It took a decade of eating sundubu.
Yeah.
And now I can eat it in the... And kimchi? I can eat a whole trough of it, and, like,
wow.
It doesn't faze me. I went to Korea, and I was the only one not to get diarrhea, because I was eating that shit. I was going to the malls and eating that hot, spicy soup, and all the other white girls couldn't hang. It took a decade, though, because that's how long I would shit after I would eat Korean, and then one day
I just stopped.
You
said you used to get diarrhea when you started doing stand-up, too.
I had diarrhea for the first 7 years of stand-up.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, violent, just double. When I knew I had a set that night, I would wake up and start shitting, and I would shit all day. And then I did the Groundlings before that. No, the Groundlings, that was like an all-day shit. And then I would shit before the Groundlings and then during the class break. Remember, you'd had a break? Yeah. I would shit during the break.
Wow.
I mean, I was a nervous wreck for 7 years easily.
That's incredible.
Now, how did you get nerves like that for performing? Or
not diarrhea, but I remember the very first time I ever did stand-up. I woke up. I had booked it's a Saturday in a month kind of thing. And I was like, all right. The week of... I'm thinking about it, you know, it's getting real. And I remember, you know, I wrote out every single word.
Yeah.
And I remember the night before, you know, really thinking about it, reading and writing it over and being like, oh my God, you know, I have this tomorrow. And the next morning, this is like when I'm obviously single, I have nothing to do on a Saturday, I snap out of bed at 5:30 in the morning. Like I wake up in a panic.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm doing stand-up
cold
tonight.
Sweat, yeah.
Like that nervous.
Yeah.
And I remember having, you know, for me it was like, I can't eat.
Oh yeah, that too. I couldn't eat. I would eat like protein bars, but I would still shit. I couldn't eat. The night of the show, I might have eaten like a granola bar.
Really?
Yeah.
I did something.
And that's when I smoked cigarettes, so I would chain smoke all day too out of nerves.
Yeah.
I was when I think about it, the havoc I wreaked on my immune system, on my adrenals are just fucking shot from...
They are, right?
The first 10 years of stand-up, easily.
There was a...
God.
I remember the first time that I actually did it, too. I've said it before, but I got a... I got booze, you know, and...
Not the first time you did it.
First time, yeah.
You got booed?
Booze. I was drinking booze.
Oh, yeah. That's dangerous.
Oh, my God. I was terrified, man.
Well, of course, yeah. You know, I had the good fortune. I took an actual stand-up comedy class, believe it or not.
I can't believe you did that.
A million years ago. I think I was in the Groundlings, and I just wanted to know, like, oh, what's stand-up about? And the teacher said one great thing. He goes, don't get into the habit of drinking or doing drugs before you perform in the beginning, because then it's a really hard thing to break later. And I thought, oh, that's good advice. I'm going to try that out. Because you really can't, once you get hooked on doing it that way.
Yeah. I remember that Joe Rogan told me, because I used to smoke cigarettes around shows.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't a big smoker, but I started to get into the ritual of doing it, like smoking before and after. He was like, well, what if you start, like, you're in demand more and you need to do shows all the time? Like, you're working more than you are now. That's just going to make you smoke even more. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, you're making it so that every time you do a set, you're smoking. But what if you even start doing more sets?
Yeah. I was like, your health is going
to
shift.
Yeah, yeah. So I just started associating it to it. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the danger. You make those associations, definitely.
That was 2010, I think.
Yeah.
That was the last time I smoked.
Yeah, good. Good, Gene.
Yeah.
Smoking's bad.
I did something I don't know if you're going to be very happy with.
Oh, God.
I hope you don't get upset, but I hope you can find the humor in it. The last time we made love, I hit an audio recorder in the room.
Oh, you did? Just audio?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
So, you know, we're so close to our audience, I figured, you know, let's share with them what a lovemaking session
is. Two married, loving people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... Let me...
As long as it's not the visual, I don't want people to see how gross we are.
They won't see us, but here they're going to hear us, and I hope that...
Okay. I hope I'm not too embarrassed.
Yeah, I hope you're okay with it. Let's see here. Let's see if this will... I put music to it so that kind of give it a little extra flavor, you know?
Wow. You're so talented.
Yeah.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Worship me like our fucking ancestors worship each other before.
What do you mean there?
You know, it's funny when I get into such a frenzied state with you, I don't know what I'm saying.
You said worship me like our ancestors worshiped each other before.
Yeah.
It felt like you were trying to say something more profound almost.
Well, I was talking about the Egyptians. I was reading about Tutankhamun.
Yeah.
And it was just, it's all stream of consciousness. I was meditating earlier.
Yeah.
I got smoked a little weed before we did it.
Interesting.
Fun one. I remember that time.
Yeah.
Your daughter's gonna be a better ball worshiper than me.
This was curious to me.
Hmm.
You said your daughter's gonna be a better ball worshiper than me.
Right.
I'm lost.
You didn't remember, you don't remember talking about that?
That hypothetically, if we have a daughter, yeah, will she be a ball worshiper?
You don't remember that discussion we had totally before we made love? Yeah, yeah. We were like, who's going to be a better ball worshiper, our son or our daughter? And
yeah,
it was like, we had that debate.
Yeah. And then, no, now I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Daughter's going to be a better ball worshiper than me.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's just one of the holes you're going to be violating.
That was quite a night.
Yeah. That was quite a night. You're right. Yep. That was a night.
I'm just embarrassed that you recorded that.
I mean, you don't seem that embarrassed, which is, I'm proud of you. You're owning who you are.
Well, you know, we're all different strokes.
Yep. Same folks.
Same folks, same strokes.
Dirty tongue. Talk to me like my piece of shit.
You remember?
Bitch. Oh, God, give it to me.
You're a cunt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You talk to me like you talk to your fucking wife.
Your
fucking wife.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a different fantasy we have.
Yeah. So you were like pretending like you're not my wife.
Right, that's what we do. This is Crystal that you're banging. Now,
oh, I thought this was Trish.
You're not really saying much here.
Well, I'm so focused on your performance. That's right. What I was like, wow, you know?
Right.
I was kind of lost in it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I get carried away, you know.
You always, yeah.
All it takes is one glass of Chardonnay and I really
get really carried
loopy,
away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Like a cut little fucking whore.
Yep.
Fuck a hoe when she tells you she wants to get fucked. When a bitch tells you she wants to get fucked by her fucking man, you fucking fuck a hoe!
Fuck me, bitch!
No!
I piped up there.
Yeah, you were really aggressive there.
Yeah. But you were coaching me into it. You seemed like you wanted it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I was trying to be like, hey, you run this show. And you said, like, say something.
Yeah, say something stupid.
Yeah, so I...
And you did.
I let you, you know, hear it.
Wow.
Sounds like you wanted to hear it.
Oh, fuck me, bitch!
Jeez.
You're not always this vocal.
I gotta tell you, I gotta start selecting the clips from now on. I think we gotta. So far, you've been really just hitting the high notes on this show. I mean, opening with the panty lady, and then the second clip is this. I mean, babe, you really need my help with the show a little more. I should have stepped in this week a bit more. Honestly, I wasn't feeling well. God. I mean, where do we go from here?
It's what are you talking about?
You can't open on this.
I just want to close on this. I was too excited to play it. I found this one myself. This wasn't in our
this was just in your normal repertoire. This was just your weekend with Brian. So proud of you.
Obey. Obey the fucking cock.
All right, I think I got it. I mean, is there a lot more? Or?
There's about another minute and a half.
Oh my God, what's going to happen? I feel like I know where it's going.
Of course, you were there.
I fucking like it when they fucking bitches' asses.
This music's really good.
I was thinking about the music.
Yeah, it doesn't fit, does it?
Here's what I'm imagining, though. No, it doesn't fit, but there's a couple guys that play.
Right.
And one of them's really, like, he really has a passion for music.
Right.
And for him, it's like, he's just happy that he has another guy to play with. Like, he's like the keyboard, the other guy does guitar or whatever. And the guitar guy sold it to these porn people. And the other guy doesn't know yet. And he sits him down and he goes, hey, man, I actually got someone to license our music.
It's a feature film.
Like, what? Dude, it's fucking awesome. Like, I told you all this time it's going to pay off. Like, we've been getting together. We've been getting serious about our music.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me someone wants it in a movie? Yeah, man. Yeah. Somebody wants it in their movie. And I just got a little clip of it. You can hear what we did in a movie now.
Cheat the bitches who love the fucking ass, too! Get in there!
She seems like a lot.
What does it sound like? Is that CSI? With. What's that music? Dun 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 dun. What is that show?
No, that dun, is dun, dun, dun. That's Law and Order.
Yeah, it sounds like the Law and Order theme a little bit.
Law and Order.
Yeah. Wow, you had that on deck?
Yeah. That's the theme to Dick Detectives.
Oh, right, right. Right.
The Dick Detectives.
Yeah. That was kind of a failed game for us, only because it was hard to verify
dicks.
The dicks, like you can only really theorize on what somebody's dick looks like, and we just didn't have a lot of verifications.
Yeah, but it was fun to guess.
Yeah,
maybe we'll play again in May. Yeah. We're gonna have guests in May.
If we can find if we could find a guest who'd be willing to show us a picture of his dick,
all they have to do though is come up, even if they don't verify, they take a stance on what it looks like. It's the game still
or make
works.
A drawing,
yeah, something like that
with crayons,
or write down features. Like, we go, it hangs to the left,
right?
It smells weird,
right?
It's green, and then
big balls, like, little balls, high balls,
yeah,
fat sloppers,
yeah,
hairy.
There you go, yeah.
Well. You don't have to play that clip anymore. I'm good.
What part of it do you not like anymore?
It's just, it's a long, I mean, we did it for so long that night, I didn't realize.
I thought you would like it more, I really did.
Hearing myself?
Yeah.
The playback, I'm so embarrassed.
I thought you would really like it more.
No.
I didn't think you were.
Oh, where's your water, Tom?
Oh, God. I deal with your bullshit every day.
Fuck me, bitch!
Okay, I got it. I mean, I don't know why do I have to have this on
All right,
mind?
All right.
Dunk, dunk. You know, your Zevia was a real hit yesterday at the barbecue.
People
party.
Loved it, especially your father.
I know.
He really enjoyed my Zevia.
Now, my dad likes shitty sodas, though. He's a fan.
Oh, right. Now, you've never said that sentence in your life. Now you're like, he likes shitty sodas.
Well, you know what his favorite one is?
No.
Fresca.
All right. Sounds cool
so,
to me.
So, Fresca is gross, and of course he's going to like your gross soda.
Here, this will hopefully cleanse your palate of my choices so far. This is
something a little innocent, a little fun.
A little dad boner clip.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, hold on. There we go. Dun, dun.
Boom, boom.
A late 1800s community bottle dump is always a fun dig. Yesterday's trash is today's treasure.
First of all, the fact that he did a real walk-up, you know, standing intro for this like a television guy would.
Right.
And he had the bottle out of frame. This guy's really committed to his dad boner passions.
Yeah. He can't wear shredded clothes on camera. It doesn't look
good. This is what these guys do. They dig at old dump sites
for
things like bottles. You know?
All right, we're just starting to open it up here. We got Howard and John shoveling here at Gargoyle Ridge. And you can see the stratification. Got a layer of rust here, and then getting into the ash layer.
These guys.
I mean, how fucking bored do you have to be to think this is interesting?
I know, and they're digging in the woods where people dumped bottles 200 years ago.
So it's like a landfill, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, look at all the trash.
Yeah.
There's a layer of trash here. There's a red layer.
You can see where the ash had other trash.
Oh, look at the top. That top.
Oh, the cork is still in it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Look at that. Yeah, that's nice color. Oh, it is. Yeah.
With
lime and salt. Okay, cod liver oil. Scott's Emotion cod liver oil.
That's sweet.
With lime and soda.
Oh, I love the top.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Wow. Fucking nerds.
Oh, man.
A bunch of dorks.
Happy birthday to G.
such dorks.
How old are you now?
Yeah! 48?
O'Brien!
We got a blue! We got a Cobar D'Angelis.
D'Angelis.
Providence.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh no, it's not.
Yeah, I told you we were in someone else's backfill. Yeah.
Dude, that's real.
This guy just jizzed his pants over an old bottle.
Yeah. He found a bottle. He fucking
trash. This guy's excited about trash.
Now, for the record, this was for you playing this over. Okay.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah.
Dun dun.
Oh, all right. Let's go to John's here. See what John's.
I got a big medicine. It does have a sunken.
Oh yeah.
Something panel.
Oh, that's something
a
little sarsaparilla. That's a hood sarsaparilla, yeah.
Good. Cool.
Yeah,
B-hole.
Nice.
B-hole.
Have you ever dug one, John?
No, this is my first hood sarsaparilla.
Wow.
Hopefully this one. He got a cracked one earlier. Let's hope this is a whole one. Looks good.
Yeah.
All right. Look at that fucking nerd.
Wow. I'm really stoked about these bottles, huh?
Yeah.
Old glass really bottle. Wow.
Yeah.
O'Brien! Sweet!
O'Brien! It's for bottles.
For a bottle.
God damn.
Glass bottle.
Was the glass bottle that much better back in the 1800s?
No, they're just fucking dorks. They have nothing to do.
Yeah.
They live in some awful place, you know, like you say.
Oh, that's a terrible place. Wherever that is, it's definitely not L.A.
It's not interested. California.
Not interested. No. Not.
No.
I mean, I guess it's nice to have hobbies and stuff, but
I know. I'm kind of jealous of that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the way, can we bring this up? Hobby-wise, I have for many years expressed my interest in aviation. And I've taken a flying lesson.
I don't think my eyes can roll back in my head far enough.
I've told you I want to continue my pursuit of a pilot's license. And your proposal is that we come up with a formula where a certain amount of blowjobs will equal
yes.
not getting a pilot's license.
Exactly. Now, I asked you, how many blowjobs would it take for right. you to lose interest in helicopter piloting?
Yeah.
So let's do the math. Let's right. go. I mean, obviously, I'm congested now. So, you know what I mean? Can you have some mercy?
Yeah. Well, here's a... Okay. To receive a private pilot license, the FAA requires student pilots have a minimum of 40 hours of flight time. Ugh. Let's see. So I think we should do something like some trade-off for how many blowjobs can you do in an hour? Probably like five.
An hour? Come on, let's be real. You're 38. You're not 28 or 18.
No, I'm saying how many could you do?
To other people? Like you and?
No. I'm saying 40 hours are required.
Yeah.
So if you were going to do 40 hours of blowjobs, you could probably give out, you know, 200 blowjobs. I think you should be about 200 blowjobs. But they need to be, you know, obviously to completion, obviously facials. And
obviously.
Yeah.
Why obviously facials?
Because you're crushing a dream with these blow. So it's got to, like, you know, fulfill.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not crushing a dream. I'm fulfilling dreams, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah. How Listen, many blowjobs do you think you could give to, like, a whole group of people? Yeah.
About that one. You give me the number and let's negotiate because I don't like this hobby. I don't want you flying. I have a relative that was killed in he was a pilot for many 30 years yeah. and was killed flying in Hungary. So I'm very biased against, and don't fucking send me emails, you know, telling me how safe it is. I had a relative die, so I don't fucking care. I don't care. And he flew for a living.
Here's what I'm saying. Blowjobs that you give, I mean, I think it'd be different if I was like, wasn't close to you. Like if I was just like your friend and you're like, I don't want you to fly. And you're like, what if I give you blowjobs? It's like, that's pretty
friend.
Good. Right. But as your husband,
yeah,
blowjobs are part of the relationship as it is.
Yeah. But I'm offering bonus material. Don't you get it?
Right. But then like which blowjobs are like life blowjobs and which are pilot blowjobs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So wait.
I'm saying that the number is going to have to be much higher because there'd be blowjobs anyways.
Bam.
Because
don't get greedy. Look, you're getting greedy.
I'm not getting greedy. I'm being honest. Do you understand what I'm actually trying to say?
Yes. You're saying what's the surplus amount versus the regular?
There you go.
Lifestyle amount.
That's a legit question.
Well, you need to think about it, and then we have to come up with some numbers, and we'll negotiate.
And also, in what time frame will they be in?
Lifetime.
Lifetime. Come on.
We're married for life.
So these are going to be blowjobs I'm getting in 20 years for the pilot's license?
Okay, fine. 3 years.
That's a better answer. Okay. Okay, I think I have a really good proposal for you. No negotiating.
How is that? And it's not a proposal then. You're a dictator.
Just do one a week, every week, for 3 years.
What about sickness, kid things?
You get a pass on sickness.
One a week for how long?
3 years.
How long?
3 years.
And you'll never talk about this piloting license again.
I think that's...
You know, I want in writing, I want our attorney to draft up a legally binding document.
Yeah.
That for the rest of our marriage, I never fucking hear about pilot license or flying. Eh-eh. Or race car driving.
Wait a minute.
Anything that can get you killed is not
that
a
was
hobby.
Not, Your Honor, that's not part of the negotiation. We're talking about flying only. cars are now part of the equation?
Well, races, but you don't want a race car drive. I'm just saying, like, why do you have to have a hobby that can potentially kill you and take you away from your son and me? Not, no, that's a silly argument.
What do you mean it's a silly argument?
There are things that the probability increases with danger. Now, flying is one of those things. It's a hobby. You can't equate DJing, DJ Dadmouth, with flying.
Of course you can. There's Molly, there's Percocets there.
But you don't take drugs.
You don't know if on my DJ gigs what I do.
DJ gigs.
You don't know?
Your gigs.
Yeah.
Gigging, man.
I'm totally gigging, bro.
All right.
So
let's fucking keep talking. Let's keep the dialogue open.
Dialogue is open. It cannot include cars of any kind. God, nobody wants to hear that nonsense.
Nobody wants to be... That's not yellow anymore.
God. Nobody wants to hear that.
You think I want to do it?
If you're going to go ahead and blow your nose like
dying.
That.
Fuck, it's hard to make me come!
What is wrong with her?
With me, I mean.
With you. What was into you that day?
I had my Chardonnay. You know what happens. It's one glass. It's crazy.
I mean, I think as long as, you know, you're willing to do them, you're willing to up them with costumes and scenarios, role play, et cetera, then it's fine. Like, you know, you got to wear your glasses and you got to say things like, you know, I can't see when there's no cum on my glasses, things like that. Then, you know, I'm willing to negotiate with you.
That is so dumb. You're the worst husband that ever
role play.
You have a lot of sticky cum in those balls.
You got to say that to me every single time. You have to say that to me every time. You don't want to do it? You do it, I will stay out of the sky. What's the answer?
We have to talk more. I can't just agree to it blindly on the fucking show.
Yeah! Nice!
All right.
You know what's going to happen. If I agree to it on the show, then our listeners are ravenous and they will make meticulous note of everything I say. And then
I want to petition our listeners.
It'll be a legal problem for me.
Our listeners for something that I just remembered. This is something I'm going to ask you. And I'm serious. I want you to do this.
You have any cum in those balls?
I want to see if you have cum in your balls. I'm going to ask you, if you have not yet, to write a review, 5 stars, obviously, of our show on iTunes. And there's a reason that I'm asking you to do this. If you don't know, a lot of, on the business side of things, a lot of those people pay attention only to the iTunes charts. And there's a misleading thing about the iTunes charts in that people can rank highly on those iTunes charts who don't necessarily have the most people listening to their show. And the reason that's important to note is because they then will get the benefit of the presumed bigger show in any number of business conversations. So like I could be talking to, I don't know, I'm just making this up, like a book agent about a book and, oh, the show is this or that. And then they go, okay, well, so-and-so did a book and they're ranked 15th on the iTunes chart. And that helped them with their book. You guys are 41st, but then I'll find out, even just talking to the person ranked whatever on the charts, that we have a bigger show. So if you're wondering, well, then why do they get ranked higher? One of the factors in the algorithm for iTunes podcast charts is reviews. And you'll notice that a lot of the consistently higher ranked shows have thousands of reviews. And what I also found out is that a lot of shows solicit those. I feel like, you know, I know that when we did our first probably 20 or 40 episodes, we asked you to do that. I'm going to ask you to do it again. I mean, obviously, if you've done it, you've done it. But I'm going to ask again. If you've never written a review and you have an iTunes account and you don't mind spending a moment writing a review of our show and you can make them as genes-orific as you want, I think it would be beneficial to us. So that's what I'm asking you to do. Mm. If it's not too much trouble, I think we could easily, I know how many people listen to the show. We could easily get thousands of more reviews, and that would in turn, it's an easy way to benefit the show. So that's my pitch on it. And I hope you'll consider doing it.
Now, how many blowjobs will you give the audience for that?
There's no way I can do that. There's no way.
What do you mean? It's possible.
How is it possible?
Anything's possible. You can set up a blowjob tour. The Tom Segura, I'll suck it for reviews. And then
no way.
Everyone gets in a line.
Why would
rent
you put
out,
me in that position?
You rent out an auditorium and you just give blowjob after blowjob.
Do you know how exhausting that would be and how sick I would probably get? Just blowing all of our fans who wrote an iTunes review?
Yeah.
It's already...
How sick would you get?
I would get really sick.
Well, from what?
Well, I mean, all these different dicks, then smells and jizz.
So many different smells and stuff, yeah.
God, and just all of them.
How many could you do in one day, though?
I don't know.
Let's be realistic.
You're more of the expert in this field.
I mean, it depends on how fast people are.
You know, just because you suggested
one every 3 minutes.
Terrible.
That's what I'm saying. What's in it for them, you know?
Well,
a blowjob from Tom Segura. I'm just suggesting.
That is a horrible idea. I can't believe you would sell me out like that.
You know, it's interesting. The iTunes ranking, you're right, because it also only goes by, I'm assuming, in part, by the downloads on iTunes. Their thing. But that's not how it works. The downloads are also through Stitcher, streaming.
It's a complicated thing, yeah.
Android, whatever the fuck people are on. It's not the only platform in town. So
yeah,
it's
well,
like,
it's just so weird. Like, it's not just downloads. Now, if you have like an incredible amount of downloads, like if you have tens of millions like Joe or like, you know, Serial, yes, you'll stay at number one, two, or three because you have the overwhelming downloads. But I'm telling you, there are people that have a third of our downloads
that bizarre.
Are ranked higher than us. So I was like, that's not fair that the it only matters. It's not an ego thing where I'm like, I just want to be ranked higher. It only matters when people start giving consideration to that as if it's a bigger show.
Right.
That's when it matters. So anyways.
It's a weird system. I'm curious to know how they compile. Because there are podcasts I've never fucking heard of.
Yeah.
Like we're in the world of podcasts. So you kind of know what's out there. And I'll look at those and I'll be like, dude, who?
Well, there's also this thing where they give benefits to also to new shows.
Yes, they give them. Yes.
So that was done. That's by design to give a new show opportunity.
A boost. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I understand that for sure. This is just... It's just too much fun. We're having too much fun right now.
Well, this graphic shows how airflow travels and heat is transferred inside an Engel two-bed regenerative thermal oxidizer.
Oh my God.
Here, process gases are pushed into the inlet manifold of the RTO via a system fan. These volatile organic compounds and hazardous air pollutants
are rooted
into the first bed of ceramic energy recovery media. They are progressively heated.
Jesus.
Wow, that was bad.
That was really boring.
At least she had a kind of a neat voice, though. It wasn't like a dude.
Yeah. You know who else has a neat voice?
Good girl, fatten up fucking ass. Now you want to come on my fucking face?
You got to say stuff like that in the blowjob negotiation.
I can't talk and give one at the same time.
Take it out for a second. God. What? You're looking at me like... Mm-mm. Let's see if you can solve this mystery.
Gorthy and County Kerry are investigating the theft of up to 60 sheep on Mount Brandon. One of the farmers is offering a reward for information leading to the return of the ewes, which are worth thousands of euro.
Oh.
Then find me after them. That's right, then. You own them in. And you want them saved. Find me after them.
So, this is a master of accents, obviously.
Oh, that guy is... No, so I understood the newscaster.
I understood him too.
The ewes and the euros, but this is other level.
60 sheep have been stolen from this poor man.
Oh.
Let's see what he has to say
How
about
do you steal
it.
60
Mikey
sheep?
Is convinced over 45 sheep have been stolen.
Oh.
Possibly a night. There'd be a full moon there about a night, and it should be bright out, and there could anyone go up in the mountains about a night, sure.
I wish this guy were on the Great British Baking Show.
Oh, man.
Wow, what?
What?
What the?
Mikey is convinced over 45 sheep have been stolen.
Possible at night, that'd be a full moon. That
possible at night, yeah. It's a beautiful morning.
At night, and it should be bright out, and could anyone go up in the mountains by night, sure.
There's something about it's bright out.
It's bright at night, yeah. The moon shines.
Somebody, possible for anyone to, for liquor to drink it now. Okay.
Well, there was 45 sheep missing, like, in the lambs and everything. The sheep just count out a nice bit of money, like.
His teeth are insanity. He has...
There are no teeth, babe.
Well, he has some. They are not cool at all.
Let's hear that again.
Oh.
Oh. They look like sheep, kind of dark and dingy.
That is dark. That is rough.
Well, there was 45 sheep missing.
Well, there was 45
right.
Sheep missing.
Come on, we know.
Like in the lambs and everything, the sheep just count out a nice bit of money, like. To be done about you, nothing.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what do you think's going on there? Two.
And the Bumblebee
three,
Mountain.
Four, five. Yeah.
In the Bumblebee Mountain.
In the Bumblebee Mountain.
Sheep missing, like in the lambs and everything, the sheep just count out a nice bit of money, like.
A count out to Mollywikes?
Right. The lambs.
The sheep
they took Molly.
They took Molly.
They went down the mountain
Molly,
like.
They went Molly like. Mountains on the Molly's on the mountain like.
Mm-hmm.
No, wasn't the sheep just count out a nice bit of Molly like. To be done about you, nothing.
About you, nothing.
That's English.
That's a man who speaks English his whole life.
That's crazy.
He didn't just learn English.
Right. This isn't like a foreign accent syndrome.
Mm-mm.
We're like, yeah, English is a second language. This guy's primary.
His primary is this.
Oof. Mikey's next door neighbor says some of his sheep have also been stolen.
Let's see if this
back,
guy speaks
come
English.
Come back. I'm missing about 10 ewes. It's not all that difficult. All you got to do is have a good dog. Have a good dog and go at night, some moonshine night. Just put the dog around him. Put him on a trailer or walk him. And then probably somebody else to pick him up.
That guy's pretty.
Yeah.
I can understand.
I understand that one.
Just for the people that don't, let's go through his.
Mikey's next door neighbor says some of his sheep have also been stolen.
Come back, come back, come back.
Okay, he said, come back, come back, come back.
I'm missing about 10 euros.
There's about 10 euros.
Girls?
10 euros that got stolen.
He lost 10 euros.
It's not all that difficult. All you got to do is have a good dog.
It's not all that difficult.
All you got to do is have a good yard.
Have a good jog.
Jog?
He goes on a jog.
Have a good jogging.
Have a good jogging?
Yeah.
Have a good jogging?
Have a good jogging.
Moonshine night.
Moonshine night.
Around him. Put him on a trailer and walk him.
Put him on a trailer
and
walk him.
Probably somebody else to pick him up.
And probably somebody else to pick him up.
Pick him up. Oh.
But the other guy, hoof. Shit.
Yeah.
That was fucking crazy.
Yeah. I always got my Adidas jacket on this kid.
Yeah. That's your kid.
Yeah.
That's your kid. You think he's a good ball worshiper? Or you think the daughter is?
Sons are born to do that.
To worship balls?
Yeah. This is not a debate.
Yeah.
It's a given.
So your big old tits were in Brea.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Super fun. I had Joe Bartnick open for me. Yoshi came by, did a guest spot. It was awesome.
What do you got coming up?
Oh shit, already. I gotta get my life together here, guys. Sorry, I was caught off guard there. Oh, I'm on airplane mode.
Whoa.
All right, ready? April 28th and 29th, Sacramento at the Punchline, the Ball Sacramento. May 4th and 5th, Fartniks, Stand Up Live. May 19th and 20th, Jew Dork Titties, Gotham, Come On Your Comedy Club. June 1st through 3rd, Denver. Momver at the Comedy Works, and then June 16th and 17th, Man Friend Disco at the Punchline. And that's what I got, kid.
That's what's up, man. I got, check this shit out. This week I'm in Fallis, Texas on Thursday. There's two shows. The first one sold out. There's a late show in Dallas. And then Houston, Texas, the rest of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a bunch of shows that have been added They're all at TomSegura.com, but here's what just went on sale. Reno, Nevada, Tucson, Arizona, Pechanga Casino, that's in Temecula, and then, let's see, Richmond, Virginia Beach, Greensboro, North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina goes on sale Friday, and Charleston, South Carolina goes on sale, or is on sale already this Friday. Additionally, Wilmington, Delaware, the Grand Opera House is going on sale, and Baltimore, coming to Baltimore July 29th. Those all go on sale, as do Asheville at the Orange Peel on Friday. So,
free.
That's all. TomSegura.com/tour. Thanks, Gene.
Very good, Mommy.
Yeah, very good. Let's see if you like this. Look at this guy. Look at this tornado.
Somebody call David, 8183, tell him the tornado's right over his house.
Over
Z? Ah,
Gillespie's, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I seen that.
Big-ass tornado. Right.
Oh, my God. I was waiting for that microwave tower to go. Never did.
Fucking nerds up.
Plug it into a plug-in.
Where?
Anywhere, right? First plug-in you see.
A guy vomits.
Want that on tape?
In the background as a tornado is forming. Isn't that weird?
I hate you so much right now.
It's weird.
I don't want to fucking hear it again.
It's a different video. It's a different
video. It's not a different video. Yes, why are you lying to me?
I moved to a different one.
Listening to this.
I moved.
I took my headphones out. I can't hear it. Babe.
Babe, you ruined all that for the audience right then by talking.
No, because
the next video.
You fooled me.
No, I went to the next clip.
You're lying.
I swear to God, it's the next clip. You're not even paying attention. God, it's the next clip.
Babe.
Oh my God, they're losing.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You're the worst person ever.
It's right there.
You're the
there.
Worst. Why are you torturing me today?
Yeah, Morgan, get downstairs.
God. There's just a guy puking his brains out.
I know. I can gather
and
that.
The other guy's like, they lost their shingles now. Like, he's totally not checked into his friend vomiting. I think it's a pretty good video. It's a good clip. But as usual, you're not here, you know? You're somewhere else. All right, this one doesn't have any vomit, I promise. How about this? Do you think it's annoying when people do upspeak? Like,
yes.
This is an upspeak video.
You're lying and you're lying.
No,
I'm
going to
wait until I see it before I put my headphones on.
You got to hear it.
Nope. You go ahead and put the clip up first, and then I'll put my headphones on.
Refried beans are one of the great mysteries of the culinary world. Okay. Since how can there be a recipe for refried beans when there's no such thing as a fried bean recipe?
This is so much upspeak. If you don't know upspeak, listen to this intonation as it goes.
Refried beans are one of the great mysteries of the culinary world. Since how can there be a recipe for refried beans when there's no such thing as a fried bean recipe?
Fried bean recipe.
Usually girls, they
very
do
much
upspeak
you see with girls, yes.
When they go like this.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, like honestly... Seriously?
That's here's some upspeak too.
Nope.
You wanna fucking come on my face? You better fucking come on my fucking face.
This is brutal, babe.
I'm gonna go ahead and soak 1 pound of pinto beans in cold water overnight. And like everything these days, there's a lot of controversy on whether you should do this or not. And I'll let you do your own research on that. But I've been a bean soaker from way back. So I did let mine soak in cold water for about 10 or 12 hours.
That is exciting.
At which point they should look something like this.
Something like this.
It's so weird.
Weird.
It's bizarre.
And we'll add a couple more ingredients.
A couple more ingredients.
Including some peeled garlic, as well as a little bit of Mexican herb called epazote. Which, unless you grow it, is not that easy to find fresh.
No.
But it is much easier to find in its dried form. Now I'm going to go ahead and add a couple pinches of that. Yeah, in case you're wondering, this is sort of an extra strong, sort of minty oregano. And if you can't find it, some dried oregano will do just fine.
We're just fine.
Everything is
upspeak.
Upspeak. Huh. Not done. Quite fine.
What a gay lord, huh?
Such a gay lord. There's no need to do that.
Yeah. Well,
why is he doing that?
Talks
Gene?
Like a real homo.
Oh, babe, that's not nice.
But anyway, we will bring that to a boil. And once that's happened, we're going to do three things.
It's a weird
We're
going to give it a stir.
We're going to reduce our heat to low.
Low.
And we're going to let this simmer uncovered for about an hour and a half or so. Or until your beans are soft.
Ooh,
so this is what mine look like about 90 minutes later.
90 minutes later.
And we'll go ahead and check these for doneness.
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 Check these for doneness.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably just, you think it's a lifetime of that building where you talk like that?
I think
you
know? He's reading copy.
Yeah.
And he's trying not to make comfortable. Yeah.
Right. Trying to make an inflection.
Yeah, he's trying to make it interesting because he's reading it by piece. So he's trying to be exciting.
So don't be afraid.
Don't be
afraid. Cooking that lard until it starts to brown up.
Brown up.
So don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
What do you prefer? Somebody with upspeak?
So don't be afraid. Let it cook in that
to
lard
barfing,
until it
you're
starts
play
to brown
barf.
Up.
Or vocal fry.
Megan and I have been together for nearly 3 years. Oh, she's a beautiful girl who I'm very much in love with and I have a lot in common with.
Upspeak all day. What about you?
And I thought this was getting pretty close right here.
Definitely upspeak.
Yeah, vocal fry is
vocal
terrible.
Fry, you guys can hear if you're new to the show, people don't realize it's actually deliberate. You're
trying to sound like you're bored.
You think that that's the way somebody speaks. It's not. It's always a forced thing. But it can be so much a pattern for you that you don't even think. But to go like that, it's actually,
and I think like
and
people
again,
do it to sound like I'm bored, like whatever.
And again, you usually hear it more with women.
Yeah, it's
but
a girl thing.
We happen to have two examples of men doing it,
which is. Bananas.
Megan and I have been together for nearly 3 years. She's a beautiful girl who I'm very much in love with and I have a lot in common with.
I can't wait to get home and jump in the pool.
In the pool. I will say I'm proud that he didn't say me and Megan because me and something has become the new norm with grammar and it's making me bananas.
Is it really?
Oh, I can't stand it. You never say me and so-and-so, me and Tom. No, Tom and I or Tom and me, depending on the rest of the sentence. Yeah.
We have
a makes
couple
me crazy. That
emails.
Doesn't bother you?
No, I don't
me
like
and
it.
Me and Tom.
I don't like it.
Me and Megan, you fucked hard.
Some emails came in. You've probably been told this already, but your smelly AC in your car is most likely due to a dirty cabin filter.
Oh, yeah.
The air filter inside your rides. If you don't feel like getting them replaced, just rub your finger along your crack and smell it and take a whiff. Then the AC won't seem so bad. Take it to any oil change place. They can glass your filters and then have dad boners when they charge you about $200 to replace it. Make sure you stay hydrated while you wait.
I am.
Wearing
I am
your
my water.
Jeans and sampling a Double Pipe Classic. It is worth to get done, though, so your cars won't smell like the gays. Feel better. Steve in Fartniks, in parentheses, don't assume my gender. thank you, Steve, for that. And this is amazing here. Zerf. We have a Zim sent in an email. It says, hey, Mommy Buns and Tina, I'm here to give you some insight to the life of a frequent washcloth user.
Oh, my God, please.
Not only do I use a washcloth in the shower, I happen to use three. Yes,
what?
Three washcloths. One for my face. One for my body, and one very special washcloth for getting deep down into Brown Town. I know it sounds like a lot of laundry, but it's well worth it, and I encourage my favorite mommies to give it a try. The B-hole washcloth is usually used for my extra nasty king-ass ripper browns that happen frequently. I don't have the luxury of a washlet, and after making spicy browns and screaming big words on the toilet, this is the best solution I've come up with so far. Any other solutions are welcomed and embraced. Keeping it high and tight, never low and loose. Much love to my mommies. P.S. Use extra bleach in the wash.
Yeah.
Nash.
Wow.
That's from Nash.
So he's just saying that he's extra nasty.
He's saying he's very nasty. He farts.
Oh, my gosh.
And he, you know. He has a dirty.
So he'd rather use a washcloth than use his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are obviously hand to ass washers in this house, and
yeah, I don't care.
For those of you who don't know, we're very much endorsers of the hand to ass.
Well,
washing.
Because then you can just wash your hand with the soap. That's what the soap is for.
The soap is for doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. So why, you know, the soap kills that bacteria. Yeah. You think you're not, you're going to get on your hands anyways.
I also want to add to the blowjob negotiation that every time right before you start, you have to say,
"Where's the cum?"
You have to say it. Okay.
You mean I don't go, "You got any cum in those balls?"
So you got any cum in those balls?
You can try that.
You got any cum in those balls?
You got any cum in those balls?
I like that one better.
Of course I do.
That one's better.
Of course I do.
Of course
cum.
I do, idiot. What a stupid question.
There's always cum in those balls.
You dumb fuck.
Yeah.
You rhetorical fuck.
So you got any? He's like, tastes good. He does that too. Really nasty. You nasty as hell.
Now, when your toilet paper, do you fold or do you crunch up in a ball?
Fold.
Yeah. Well, I think crunching up in a ball is for savages. I mean, how can you? I fold.
Of course.
I go over. You do the mittens, the shit.
100%. I bet my father bunches up.
But let's do it right now. I've got this rule. See, this is. Right, so you go like this, yeah. Right? Here you go. And then what? He goes like this.
Absolutely.
Ugh.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't even...
He's so nasty. I bet you he does
but
that.
But that doesn't cover enough surface area of just a ball. And not only that, there's a lot of gaps so your knuckles can get shitty. Now, that's silly. Here's what I do. I'll show you right here. Here's what I do. Ready, Tom?
Yeah.
I do like... I'll be all like, hold on. You know, like this, dude. I do like that. And fucking put like a shitten,
yeah,
mitten, and then that's how I roll.
Yeah,
let me see what you do.
Here's what I do.
This is a perfect amount. This is exactly like how much I would use on a brown wipe, not on a.
Whoa! So I'm trying to get this phone call ready. I'm gonna try to call him
and ask him.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, but real talk. Listen.
Okay.
This is enough for my brown. I want to see how much you use.
Okay, this is what I
now do. For a yellow, I would use like a quarter.
Wait, how many do you have there?
Don't look. Okay. You do yours, I do mine, and then let's do a.
This would be good for a wipe.
Look how much less you use. That's it? I use like double what you use.
Why do you use so much?
Because I don't want this shit to touch my hand. I want to make sure there's enough of a barrier. Babe, you use like two.
God, please.
There's only two tissue layers between your hand and your butthole. This is terrible. Babe, you got to use more. Babe, we can afford it. Just do it.
I do on occasion. It just depends on the, but on a normal wipe. God damn it. Never fucking. Why do either of my parents have phones?
Your mother never answers. It's so annoying.
So annoying.
And like Ellis will be doing something super cute and we'll try to FaceTime her and she'll never fucking answer.
Yeah.
So now let me ask you this. When you make yellow, do you have to wipe your penis ever?
No. No.
Guys, don't. You don't wipe the dribble? Isn't there a dribble?
I mean, maybe when you're 80 or something, but not. I don't do it.
You use so little. Babe, this is not even enough for me.
Totally. Let me see. Let me hold
this. This is enough for a yellow wipe, but not for a brown.
No, that's enough. I might go a little thicker.
Yeah, you're
crazy. If I was really like trying to dig.
Wait a minute, but don't you dig when you wipe? You got to get in there.
I mean, I'm saying on a dig wipe, but like on a regular, just like I'm wiping, this is fine.
Hi.
But for me, every wipe is a dig wipe if I'm wiping brown.
True.
You're not wiping thoroughly.
Yeah, I am. And after a washlet one, like a home one, it's definitely...
Well, it's different.
Yeah.
The bidet is like, you barely have to wipe after the bidet. Now... Isn't it gross to be on the road and to shit without a bidet?
Yeah,
Don't you feel horrible?
But I do. I use a lot of sinks, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Just spread my ass in the sink and let the water run through.
Do you shit to shower? You should. Just go shit to shower.
No, I don't do shit to shower. You know me.
Hello?
Charo.
Sí?
It's your son.
Oh, my gosh. Tommy, you just call in the house.
Of course, and no one answers the phone.
Because I saw
1, 2, 1.
Okay,
three.
Don't have to say the whole number. What are you doing?
No.
Talking on the phone with you.
So you just didn't answer. Where's Dad?
He went to the gym. He should be home really soon.
Okay, let me ask you this. When you make, when you wipe for a caca,
yeah,
do you fold the paper over or do you just bunch it up, like put it in a ball?
This is the most disgusting conversation again. I thought you were going to talk about Ellis.
No, no, but which do you do?
We will, we will.
Fold the paper.
You fold it.
Of course.
Do you think Dad does?
No.
Do you know that for a fact?
No, I never go to watch him doing caca. Are you out of your mind? Excuse me, let me check how you do your paper and how you do your caca. No, gracias. No, I can possibly imagine him taking... Now that you ask a question, it's become a very smart question. I can possibly imagine your five folding paper. What about you? Do you fold it?
I do fold it. But I told Christina, because we were having... I go, I bet $1,000 that my dad bunches it up into a ball.
Can I get in the bed?
Can you get in the bed?
The bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get in the
oh, yeah.
Tea.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. What do you think?
I don't think he folded.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Christina has to pay you $1,000 and me $1,000.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Now...
I like the bed.
What do his boxers look like?
Do you ever... Okay, how about this? Do you ever... Let's say you're traveling and you had a, you know, whatever. You didn't bring enough underwear. Do you ever fold your underwear inside out and wear the outside as your underwear?
What happened is I'm smart enough to have enough underwear.
So no, I'm saying in the scenario that you don't have enough, would you just fold your underwear inside out and wear that?
No, I watch it at night and it hopefully would be dry the next morning.
But would you ever do what I'm proposing?
If it's a total emergency and I don't see a way that it can dry and I don't have a situation where I am... You're presenting a situation that doesn't happen to me, but yes, I will fold it inside out.
Okay. And like even if there... Let's say...
Wait. Yeah. I have to be really stupid. Huh?
Why?
If I am going on a trip, the first thing I'm counting is how many days I'm going, and the first thing I put is counting underwear extra.
Yeah.
So how in the world am I going to end with no underwear?
Well... Yeah. Somebody stole them. That's what happened.
Okay, yes.
And how about this one? Let's say you have caca on the...
I know. That's enough. Let's talk about Dennis. No me jodas, Tommy.
Let's talk about... Hold on. This is the last one. This is the last one. Is it okay if...
I'm suffering.
If you get caca on the inside of your underwear, is it okay to fold it over and just wear the outside?
I know. Absolutely no. No.
Wait.
In your underwear and fold it and wear it the inside out?
Yeah, so
the caca, do you understand that the caca will go into your pants and you will smell like you know what? This is the most disgusting conversation. This is absolutely, number one, is impossible to happen to me. Maybe to you. I have the feeling that this just happened to you. If I went on a trip... Got all excited, you're going with Brian, you took one underwear. So the first day you turn it inside out, the next day you poop in your pants, and then you don't know what to do, so you put it back and you did the caca. You need poor Brian. Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
Can you afford to buy any underwear?
I'm going to try to. I'm going to get some more. Yeah. I'm going to get some more.
Christina, Tommy.
She's right here.
Christina.
I'm here, yeah.
Yeah.
What about it? I mean,
are
this
you
is my life.
This conversation?
Yeah, she's hearing it.
I hear it. It's just part of life. So, do you wash Top Dog's boxers by any chance?
Oh yeah. Do you ever wash Dad's underwear?
What do I ever? It's the only person who washes is me.
Okay. And what do you want to know?
I have never seen cacas in his underwear. I never see anything. This is disgusting, but I even smell him because I'm not sure if he's dirty or clean.
Oh.
You're so brave.
And then, do you ever see yellow, though?
No.
No yellow either?
Well, if I ever see yellow, it probably happened once or twice. I get it with two fingers and put it as far away as I can to put it in the washer, and I spray it before that.
And then you never see brown streaks in the underwear?
You know, it used to be in the old times. He did have that.
Oh.
I honestly haven't seen it in a long time.
Charo, I gotta grab this call. I'll call you back. I love you.
Okay, I love you.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
Tom Segura.
Yeah. Hey, Dad. Hey, it's your son. It's your son.
Hey, big dog.
Hey, what's up, man?
I didn't recognize the number.
I know. I'm calling you
from back from the gym.
How was it?
Just come back from the gym.
Dad.
Well, I have my workouts are up to an hour now.
Great. I'm very happy for you. That's great. I have,
And I got this.
I got a serious question I got to ask you.
Okay. Hold on. Let me do a fart. Okay. Did the fart. Fine.
Okay. So, when you take a dump, do you fold the paper over or do you just bunch it up and wipe with it?
He bunches.
I'm a buncher.
You're a buncher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I knew it. You know that I knew it? We had a bet going and I knew it.
Oh, yeah. Folders are OCD people, neat freaks.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not good.
People that actually, you know, when I throw my dirty clothes in the laundry hamper and miss, I'll get it in the morning, okay?
You know what?
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. My problem with bunching is that, like, if I'm looking at paper, if I bunch, if you get some and you wipe with a bunch and you happen to look at it, you could release some of that paper and have it all spread out. It gets, like, real messy, right?
No, it never gets messy. You have to know how to do it. Get yourself, make sure you have plenty of paper. And then, you know, I always go in for the wet ones, the kind of, and then I do a couple of wet ones to make sure I got it all, and go back to the dry ones. And then my very last one, I kind of punch it in the butthole a little bit to make sure there's not something that's kind of oozed out.
Wait, so you puncture yourself a little bit with it? Like you actually push it in?
Just a little bit. Just kind of a hard push to make sure. I don't go all the way in, but just some right on the edge there to make sure it doesn't kind of leak out. And, you know, end up in your underwear. And so, you know, I got this down pat. And then I do my one final, when there's nothing on it, I know I'm good to go.
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, we have a couple other scenarios we wanted to ask you about. Underwear, do you feel like it's okay to wear underwear inside out?
Sure. I mean, you know, I'm trying to become more planet sensitive, you know, and a lot of things, you know, I understand that we all have to take care of the planet and waste. You know, when I go out to California, you got those real efficient toilets where one button for a piss and another button for a dump, okay?
Yeah.
We don't have those here in Florida, okay?
Right.
We're not that far advanced. So, you know, I figure I can, if I just turn my underwear inside out, they can't do that with boxers, but you can do it with briefs.
Gotcha. Now, do you feel like this is a scenario? Let's say somebody has an accident in their underwear. How about flipping them inside out if you have no other underwear? Is that acceptable or no?
No. You just got to throw that happened to me in Orlando. You remember?
Yeah.
If accident, you just got to clean your butt up real good, and you just got to throw the underwear away.
No scenario, huh?
No scenario, no, because it ends up in your trousers.
Okay? Oh, yeah, I never thought of that part.
But what if your trousers get muddy?
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
But no, but your trousers will get muddy.
Well, there's, you know, I think you just, when you have that one episode where your underwear got messy, you just have to make sure you're kind of clean there and then hope for the best, okay?
So
you can get some other underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Did you tell me the other day?
I tell you what I do now I do now carry an extra set of underwear in my carry-on luggage.
Wow.
Smart.
Just in case.
You told me the other day that you farted and then you knew exactly what was coming. Remember that? You called me?
I can tell. Oh, yeah. My guts, you know, I can tell by the smell of the fart what number the dump's going to be.
And you said it was like a 4 or 5?
Yeah, I could tell. And I had, like, the other day, yesterday I had a three fart. I knew I had a three coming, okay? And sure enough, I did about 45 minutes later, had a three.
That's really something. That's cool, man.
I mean, you know, as you get older, you develop certain skills for certain things. And
it's definitely a skill.
Experience counts.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, can I give you a call back here in a few minutes? Do you mind? I'll give you a call.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll call you back in a few. All right. I love you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go.
We got
definitely a buncher.
Full report, too. We got your mom's perspective and your dad's.
That was bonus for sure.
That was a bonus material.
And she was really upset at the question. So, you know, that's mission accomplished.
More fun.
Remember the Nelson Mandela hockey player?
Yeah.
Somebody said, I don't haven't read it yet, but this is the email. I was listening to the podcast. Toward the end, I hear a very familiar clip. The hockey player, Jonathan, I think it's Bernier, was talking about influential Mr. Mandela, how influential Mr. Mandela was to him playing hockey. I live in Toronto, huge Maple Leafs fan, so this clip hits home for me. He got absolutely roasted on Toronto radio for that. Mm. This guy was supposed to be the savior for the Leafs. He was a young up-and-coming goalie that was traded from your LA Kings. He had a pretty good first year and a half. Then this video happened. He was so bad after that, like so fucking bad. He is no longer playing for Toronto. He's back in California, playing for Anaheim, playing really good again. I think this actually fucked with his head while he was here.
Wow.
Love the show, mommies. Can't wait for both of you to come to do another show in Toronto, a live podcast maybe. Canada would really like that. Love you, mommies. Nathan.
I do love Toronto.
Toronto's the shit, man.
It is wonderful. Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Canada.
It's really a good time.
It's not LA, but it's Canada. You know what I mean?
Right. That's a good way of breaking it down, too. It's not LA, but it is Canada.
But it's Canada. I like Canada.
It's not what you were saying, but it's something else. Right.
That is my logic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I can see that happening. I mean, on the Great British Baking Show, you have a bad bake and the judges lean into you and then it gets in your head. It's hard to bounce back from that much heat, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And that must have been a very embarrassing incident.
You know, I actually very do. Embarrassing. Did I tell you, this is how much I actually empathize with that, even though I made fun of him or whatever.
Yeah.
When that clip started before the show, when I was making sure my clips were lined up, and he said the first line of, like, he was a great player, I turned it off. Because of my own embarrassment for him.
Yeah, I get that way
it's
for people.
It's mortified, man.
Well, you know, it happens. Do I know everything? No. Do you know everything in
of
the world?
Not.
No.
No, we could be embarrassed. And then on those moments, those red carpet moments, just a microphone in your face and a camera.
He's not an actor. He's not a comedian. He's a hockey player. So
I always feel like that too.
To make athletes talk on the spot.
Yeah.
And in those, you know, that's a high pressure situation. I get it.
By the way, I thought like the calls with my parents were so funny. Let's like drop it down.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to be looking at another way of dealing with inhomogeneities in the field through a trick known as the spin echo. Let's go back to first principles for a moment.
Oh, my God.
Remember that oscillating transverse magnetic field has the effect of causing the nuclear magnetization to move from its equilibrium position pointing along the magnetic field to being processing at some particular angle.
Oh,
and the most
God.
Favored angle for maximum signal is to have that magnetization lying in the transverse plane.
You know what I think about when I watch it like this?
He likes to fuck.
This guy fucks day and night. Also, there's a need for this type of human being on Earth.
Yeah.
And thank God that it just happened. Because I look at it like, please fill me with bullets right now. But there are people that are like, This is what I live for.
This puts lead in his pencil.
Oh, yeah.
This guy wakes up in the morning.
He's like, I got a bullet for you right now.
Yeah,
he's like, it's at the tip of my dick.
This oscillating thing. Yeah. I'm just geeked on this, bro. Yeah. Thank God for smart people, basically, is what you're saying.
That is what I'm saying. Look, before we go, I feel like
I'm smart.
We do owe it to at least the people involved to finish that audio.
No.
It is like sad music. It is like
it
a
match.
Like a procedural. You're right.
Yeah,
like
it's
a law and order.
Dun,
like
dun 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 yeah. dun. In a court of law.
You know what it is? It's the moment where the person that you didn't think was a suspect, where they're putting together the evidence, and they're like, then you came back.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw that she was still in the house.
Yeah.
You saw her here.
Right.
And that's when you decided she had to die.
The music's too intense for... It actually, it's kind of a bummer. It puts a bummer mood on what should be
fun thing.
Right. A light, playful romp is now a murderous.
I don't know, though, because it was
exchange.
It's very aggressive, this sexcapade.
Really?
I mean, don't you hear it?
It sounds fun. Like I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds light and consensual.
Oh, man. That was kind of fun. You're right. That was fun. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah.
Watch me, bitch.
I wish our nanny could hear this show. Man,
this would be it. You think she would quit
Mr.
on this one?
Hi, Mr. Tom. I have to tell you, this is very offensive.
This is why I quit? No, don't quit. Too much porno.
Well, this would devastate her.
Yeah.
Thank God for a soundproof studio, huh?
Oh, man.
Oof.
A lot of these songs, God, I don't know which one you want to hear. There's so many.
How about not aggressive coming and not shitting? Because we've done enough come and shit today.
Okay. I can't. So I shouldn't play We Both Got AIDS. there's triple pipe montage. I think that sounds pretty fun. But yeah. Oh, no, that's shit.
Double pipe. Yeah.
So don't do that. Got any come in those? Don't do that.
I'm having a hard time now finding a closer.
This one's called It's a Piece of Asphalt, Dude. And Canadian Denim Boner is another one.
Okay.
Let's try that.
With the ever-increasing demand for greater speeds in aircraft, it has been necessary to resolve
every... Thanks for listening, guys.
This is funny.
See you next time.
Thanks, Jeans.
Your Mom's House Podcast.com. Bye-bye.
With its attendant drag,
welcome guests to...